KFFB is 106.1 FM. This is Bob Connell thanking you so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. We do have Congressman Marion Barry with us. And Congressman, today we're going to be talking about energy, and there's been a lot of talk about that. Earlier this year we had the cap and trade, and we thought you could weigh in and tell us a little bit about that and also how this affects the energy policy.
Well, Bob, you know, they say that Lyndon Johnson used to say that all Republicans cared about was investigating Democrats. He used to say that all Republicans cared about was investigating Democrats. I think it would be a fair thing to say, even though some of my colleagues would not like it, that Democrats, they love to do some things also, and one of those is to regulate people. And the other one is to tax rich people. Well, the cap and trade bill would have ended up in fierce regulation of the energy sector in any number of ways. More ways than I can remember to enumerate here. But it was the kind of bill that to accomplish what little bit of reduction in the gases that are causing global warming, to do that, it was going to increase the cost of energy a great deal to the American people. Rural America, especially rural Arkansas, uses a disproportionate amount of energy per person, and it was going to be especially hurtful to us and to our economic capacity. And, you know, what I thought should have been done and still think should be done is let's do the research, let's build the capacity for windmills and solar panels and clean coal and nuclear electric generating capacity that doesn't create any global warming gases, and do the things that we can do that we know work, and put as much of that capacity in place so that we can provide the necessary energy to the American people so that they don't create more of the global warming problem, but at the same time can afford the source of energy that they use. We've got a lot of great new technology coming on board, but that was not what this cap and trade bill did. And I just, for that reason, I couldn't support it. I still think that we need to do those things to get alternative energy sources, biofuels I didn't mention a while ago, but that can mean a lot to north central Arkansas and to the entire state of Arkansas, and turning the produce of our land, the excess produce of our land, into fuel. And, you know, Future Fuels over at Batesville is just doing some incredible work right now. They just got another federal grant of $5 million to help support the research that they're doing. So those are the ways I think we need to solve our problem and not just do a cram down, heavy-handed regulation on the sources of energy that we already have. And that bill didn't actually lower the greenhouse gases hardly at all. So, you know, if we're going to do something that's that painful to everybody, let's at least have some kind of benchmark success that we can point to.
Hill, you talked about coal, and I know we have natural gas, which is huge. But they say we're the Saudi Arabia of coal, and it has been brought up by the administration and some that they want to get rid of coal. They think that that's a dirty fuel. And yeah, even Mark Pryor said he's not ready to throw away 400 years of coal away. And, right. I mean, that's, you got to have common sense in there. It's a balance, isn't it?
You're absolutely right, and that's what we need to focus on. And, you know, we do need to improve our coal burning technology, but we can do that. And you know, we're sitting out here in the middle of this magnificent natural gas field that Cleburne County is so involved in, and the other counties in central Arkansas, north central Arkansas. Let's look at ways to use that instead of just trying to make it cost more and make you force the American people into using less. And of course we all need to use less as often as we can, but let's think about these things before we do.
We've been talking with Congressman Marion Barry. Today we've been talking about energy. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the veterans issues. Stay tuned.